Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are listening to Universal Energy Radio. This is actually the afternoon blend with Anna and
Elizabeth.
One part law of attraction facilitation.
Oh, yeah, you're good. One part channeling. All intuition.
All intuition.
I swear, it's a baggling thing. You girls are always three steps behind. But listen, happy.
I figured it out. Well, I figured it out. You pause. You pause right after that.
Because I wait for you.
That little thing. So, well, yeah, you're waiting, and then we drag it out. Like, you know, that's like 30-minute show, just the intro.
I know, for real. We got to work that out. We got to work it out. But
right.
for
those that are listening.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, for those that are listening, Lisa, she's going to try to call in, but she actually lost her voice. She called whispering. Did you talk to her? She called about an hour ago.
Yeah, she called me. We just got off the phone about 15, 20 minutes ago. And she said, I think she's just going to listen and likely not call in so she can rest her voice. So a shout out to the fabulous Elisa, the best numerologist out there. And I know you're listening, and we're sending you lots of good energy so your voice can get back up to speed. But, you know, you've been on a whirlwind, so it makes sense. So just take good care of yourself. And so happy that although Elisa is missed, what's so wonderful is to be on again with you, third time this week. Yay! And
yeah, I mean, did you tired of me already?
Though? Oh, I ain't tired of you, girl. I've never been tired of you. And that we can have a law of attraction blend with channeling and, of course, your field of expertise, which is law of attraction facilitation. So no matter what, we cannot go wrong. It is here on this side of the world. It is December 31st, New Year's Eve. For those of our friends in Australia and other parts of the world, that it is already the first day of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. And this is a special holiday edition, which is why we're doing the show much later in the day, as it is New Year's Eve here in the United States. And I'm excited because we'll just have our usual wonderful conversation. If listeners want to jump in and ask Anna and myself a question, and we'll put our intuitive spin on it, that would be great. And probably within the last 20 minutes of the show today, my collective Build Me Angels, we are going to give a channeled guided meditation as their gift for these wonderful energies that are very heightened this time of year. So I'm really looking forward to that very much. So
Bill and the angels are looking forward to that.
They're like, work it out. They're like,
yeah.
Come on. They got stuff to say. And it's great. It's such a time saver. It's so great that the guidance, even yesterday, and you've been to my apartment, and when you guys come back to visit, I literally, and I know, talk about, but you talk about this all the time, about that you can bend time and space, and that you, when you really are aligned, that you just get like this amazing amount of support and assistance from the universe. I know my collective was totally helping me yesterday because I rearranged furniture in my apartment like I was six guys that weighed over 200 pounds. And you know, little me, I'm nothing. I'm 5'2". You know,
yeah.
I weigh 120 pounds, I'm 5'2". Like, I'm a little piece of nothing. I was moving stuff like I was telling the kids, get out of the way. I mean, I was just doing it, working it out, and there is such a flow to my space now. My apartment literally looks twice the size in terms of just, I got rid of some old furniture, I rearranged some stuff, I purged all this old stuff from my office that I no longer need. Now, my area that was my office area, what's really funny, it feels like a lounge in a club. I kind of like it. It's very loungy now.
Well, that's kind of where we sort of hung out in that area when we were there. a lot.
Right.
At your kitchen table, at your table, and also in
right.
that area, it just seems
yeah.
like, yeah.
It's totally different. That we got rid of the rug. I mean, it's amazing. So that felt so right. And when my husband came home from work, he's like, "So who helped you?" I'm like, "Nobody. My collective helped
you
me.
Did.
Nobody helped me. I did it all by myself. I was moving stuff like I work for a moving company. Now, I do have bruises and things but on my arms, but I felt like a warrior. I felt like they were my stripes. I felt all proud of myself because that is not in my personality at all. And I was driven to sort of set the platform for the expansion that I feel coming in for the new year.
Yeah.
And that my workspace is still a workspace, but it's I actually divided the space so that it feels very peaceful and it feels very comfortable, where before it was more about work. All my work was in my face. It's not in my face. It feels really
yeah.
good. Yeah.
I think this is a time of year where people start, I mean, obviously people are making, I want to call them New Year's intentions instead of resolutions.
For
because
real.
Nothing has to be resolved.
Right.
Nothing has to be resolved. There's nothing wrong. There's
right.
nothing broken.
Right.
Nothing needs to be fixed. It's just
right.
what's the next natural step.
Right.
So set some intention.
Right.
And move forward. And if you're into really, you know, feeling like you need to clear out some stuff, clear out, you know, you can call it clutter, call it whatever you want to call it, you know,
mm-hmm.
things that you don't need anymore. I mean,
yep.
repurpose them, whatever you need to do. It's a great time of year to do
it.
Great
I
mean,
time.
I know for us, it's downtime. It's downtime for us at the studio,
right?
And obviously, with all the changes
mm-hmm.
made this year, oh my God! I mean, it's kind of like this week has been just sort of like the week of review, and
yes.
it's been amazing to just look back at
mm-hmm.
really this time last year and think, wow, wow, you know,
yes.
what a whirlwind of,
yes.
of changes and things that have happened.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, very. You know, and it's amazing how just little shifts, little awarenesses
mm-hmm.
can just pivot you around to this whole something even more sparkly than you thought you were looking at. You know, and the possibilities. And I think a lot of us are talking about that. It's not even about really getting excited about where you are and being happy where you are, that's great, and getting excited about the possibilities for tomorrow and the next day and the next month. Because if you really understand law of attraction and you're standing here and you're so happy and joyful, you know that has to kick over for tomorrow and the next week and the next year,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. And it's just, you know, one of the things, you live your future now. You live it right now.
Right.
Because now, when I say now that now is the past and there's now, you know.
Yeah, it's now.
You keep saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can keep saying that, and you can play around with that and have fun with it. And
mm-hmm.
when you do that, when you do those things, you just, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were both, at the same time, we just looked, it's like, it's not even about, I said, yeah, I'm excited about all this stuff. And we both looked at each other and went, it's the possibilities. I was like, oh,
yes,
my gosh, the possibilities.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, you really look, I look back at, you know, my journey thinking, you know, never in my life would have I thought that I'd be doing a radio show.
No.
And meeting the people that, I mean, you got the Source Energy Radio family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trey's Circle of Light is what we're calling ourselves, the Trey Circle of Light. And having friends, I mean, and I can call these people my friends. They're dear to my
yes,
heart. They're
absolutely.
I mean, you and Graciela and Kelly and Lise and just, you know, the people that we've really, really, really connected with.
Intimately.
You know, in the past
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And that you just, you have that love. I mean, you know, unconditionally love everyone, but you're talking about people that, you know, if they're halfway, really, literally, if they're halfway around the world and they called you and they needed something, you would drop what you were doing. If you could
Absolutely.
Do it for them or whatever, you'd do it.
In a minute.
And so that, it's that kind of connections that we're making now, and the connections that I feel like are so, they're so intense, and they're lovely, though. They're beautiful.
And they're sacred. There's something very sacred about them, don't you think?
Yes.
Because it's not any kind of... random connection or relationship, how everybody came together was catalyzed by Trey Black, founder, or Trey Drinker, founder of Source Energy Radio. We were all part of that family, different personalities on that radio station from all over the country and the world. We came together for his memorial in New York City last May. And that's how we met. We knew each other. We were on the air together on some circumstances. We knew of our personas filtered through Source Energy Radio. But then to come together with this collective baseline of shock, because he left us very suddenly, and to collectively share the same feeling that we needed to connect because of that shock. It was a trauma. It was an amazing event to be part of, and then to come together in the physical, because he was not in the physical, and then all these relationships which you're talking about, you're referring to, is a an offshoot of us coming together to celebrate his life, and that you told me what your plans were to start Universal Energy Radio, and I was so relieved because there was a grieving that not only did Trey leave us in the physical, but then Source Energy Radio would never be as it was, and that you were receptive to his message, to his guidance, and that you created this community, and now another community is born because of the listeners, because of people who come into the chat room that are in addition to the Source Energy Radio people. Look at what you created from being glued into the adventure, and that you chose to come to New York. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you almost didn't go. You almost didn't go to New York. You were like, no, I'm not going to go. And then something said, go.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was like Trey punching me in the arm saying, go.
Right.
And then I really got that reading from that woman. I had no idea who she
right.
is. And I mean, just having someone come in who really knew nothing about me or barely didn't even really know who I was. I mean, as far as, you know, some people, and this is how I am in business, usually if there are people that I'm going to talk to, it sounds really odd, but sometimes I Google them. That's just my nature.
Of course.
You know, I'll Google them and see if anything comes up. And she didn't know my last name. She didn't know anything about me. There's no way she could have even, like, tapped in. She probably would have found out a lot about my family if she Googled me, which most people do because that's what comes up. And,
right.
So it's really interesting how someone who came in and just actually called one day and said, let's do a reading and we'll do it the next day, and basically Carry the Dream was the message that kept coming through, and everything she was telling me, I know it was Trey coming through and pushing me to the next level, and sometimes it's just, I look back at the big picture and it all started, and that's what I tell anybody, when you have a pull to do something, do it. When you get it, when something inspires you, you know, when something says, hey, why don't you look in that direction? And for me, it was just a need and a want to be around people who understood this or got this or didn't think I was totally wacky, you know, when I was talking about it and really starting that meetup group, and that's how he found me. And I think if anybody out there is pulled to do anything, when their heart pulls them to do that because truly selfish reasons, because I wanted to be around people who had this information and people who could help me on my journey, and just because I felt like having these kinds of conversations, even our conversations, are so inspiring to me, that having that, and who'd have thunk it that I would have just got this and just ran with it. And he really pushed me to just kind of let go. And I tell you, that has helped every aspect of my life.
Yep.
Who I am.
Yep.
How, because, you know, I'll be on, you know, here I am. We joke around because your show was called Channeling in the Closet, and Trey just thought it would be funny if I was on your show. Because
I remember that.
Obviously. You know, it's like,
you know,
you're
like the ambassador.
Well, and that's so funny because I didn't tell people. It wasn't until we really had kids that even my clients found out that I had Stephanie was my partner and these are our children, and it kind of, you know, and everybody was fine with it because they knew us, but how interesting it was that it's kind of like I came out of the closet, kind of like it didn't really matter one way or the other, but I never pushed it. And
right.
Now, and Stephanie was, I used to laugh at her because she used to out us all the time. I'm like, what's up with you?
Good for you, Stephanie.
You know, yeah, and for me, it was just like, it wasn't, because that's a paradigm. That was a paradigm.
Sure.
You know, and
sure.
I realized that. But even with all of that information, being okay with having that information public into the world, you know, I said, it doesn't matter because that's
doesn't
living
matter.
My life transparently. That's living my life so people really get who I am and
right.
where I'm coming from. And if they choose to be okay with that, then great. If they choose to not be okay with it, then great. And it's allowing them to pick and choose, make their choices,
right.
just like I'm allowed to make my choices.
Mm-hmm.
And really, honestly, as far as I know, I've had one issue with that, and again, I got an apology after years.
That's pretty good. Only one?
I'm like,
that's good.
Yeah, but, you know, that was blatantly in my face. Somebody had said something, and you know, but I said, it's all about allowing, and it's all about making choices.
Right.
And follow your heart, and what does your heart say to you? What is it that's pulling you in that direction? And for me, it's like, if you do anything, you know, for us in the U.S., it's 2010, for me, it's been, I know personally, it's been a phenomenal year.
Yeah.
I mean, I get tickled sometimes because I'm like, I can't, you know, it's like a whole new bag of toys opening up for me that I get to play with. And,
right.
How do you know, it's like something new and you get to dig around and you get to find new things and explore and read new books. And, you know, I don't really even know how to really put it in words, how it makes me feel, but I know there's more to all of this, and whatever that more is, we'll see in 2011. And
absolutely.
Setting my intentions to, you know, obviously spend time. I've enjoyed the time that I've had this week with my family, and
being
able to spend more time with them and
mm-hmm.
and play around with them, but. And the kids, of course, but, you know, at the same time, it's like all the other stuff that just makes your heart sing. And
yeah.
for me, that's the deal. I mean, it's, and I want to travel. I want to be in New York. I want to be in Australia. I want to, you know, I want to go to California. I want to go to Colorado, you know, it's like,
it's going to happen.
All my intentions.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because everything's all lined up. And even when I was speaking to, Alisa, shout out. Yay, love you, Alisa. I told her I would.
She's peeking in on us.
I know she is. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Love Alisa. Mm-hmm.
But just even talking with her about the event that she's attending, that she's been part of the last several days, and I loved it because she was sharing with me how she did a numerology workshop, and there weren't even enough evaluation forms to be handed out because 70 people came. And then the next night she was like at a numerology booth at her event, and there was a line going out the door, and I said, what did I tell you, girl? That it's all
mm-hmm.
whatever you could imprint to your subconscious mind, because it can process so much clearly without linear word or thought, but it's through symbols, it's through inspired action, just rearranging my living space. I know that was a great investment in my subconscious mind to seed the wonderful things that will bear fruit in 2011. Just all the wonderful energies that are coming in, and to know that there is a choice between sort of going along with the herd or just finding the rhythm of what is unique and special and wonderful to you. And even this morning, I was telling you this, I was on the phone with her a little while ago with Elisa. I had to be in the Times Square area to run some errands. Can I tell you that at 11:30 in the morning, there were people pitching their little tents in a little area in Times Square so they could see the freaking ball drop at midnight? There were people. I was laughing. I said, oh, no. What's going to happen when you have to go to the bathroom at 4 o'clock? But work that out. So all tribes of people and chaos and people wearing their 2011 glasses. And one part of it, there's the sirens. Thank you. There's one part of it where there's sort of like this wonderful celebration kind of vibe in the air, and that was great, and I was embracing that, and I thought, well, this is, you know, I am just here to do my banking. However, this is what I'm sort of witnessing. So glad that I was moving in the opposite direction, just moving past it. But I just appreciated that I saw people from all over the world gathering together, although it was 11:30 in the morning, and they had their blankets out. I mean, and people are, now the thing is, because of security, you can't bring backpacks, whatever. So people were really creative. They had cardboard boxes filled with all their supplies to get them through the next 12 hours so they could bring in the new year. And I thought, this is great. And I felt even better leaving it behind me. That, oh, that's great for them. So glad I'm not doing that. But then I'm crazy because I'm running for 4 miles for the Central Park run at midnight. I had to go to the Roadrunners Club to pick up my number. I will send you, like, goofy pictures of me with my little Roadrunners number thing on.
Please do.
And I will. Great. But even when they opened up, they opened at 11 o'clock, even when they opened up, it was beautiful. It was much more what I preferred energy than the sort of massive, crazy, chaotic energy of Times Square. But what was great was that there were these New York Roadrunner people. These are the people that they do the marathon. They will run like during the blizzard with shorts on. Like, these people are very extreme, and they're like from another planet. So you had like those people, but then you had like men and women, senior citizens that will walk the race because it's a non-competitive race. It's just for New Yorkers to come together and be insane at midnight to run these 4 miles in Central Park. And it's sponsored by Emerald Nuts because we're nuts. So Emerald Nuts is sponsoring. Yes, they're sponsoring this. And I know I'll never do it again. And I know a year ago, two things were going on exactly a year ago. One, I was in the literally in the closet as a channel, that I would channel in the closet because like a junkie was my fix. I had to get it out. And the quietest place in my house was the closet. And I was keeping it, you know, very much the secret. And although it's still in the closet, it really isn't compared to how it really was. Now I've outed myself a little bit with it, where I feel safe and appropriate to do so. But I used to channel in the closet, and there was a part of me that felt that I wanted to do a podcast. I wanted to have something. Now, a month later is when I got on the air with Source Energy Radio, so that was an amazing gift. But December 31st, I was still in the closet, and I was still kind of grieving. I didn't know, where am I going to go to do this? Also a year ago, December 31st, watching Anderson Cooper on CNN, they would show the kickoff at midnight of this race that I'm doing tonight at Central Park. And I remember I must have had like a fried chicken leg in my mouth or something. And I'm there with this little piggy self eating my stuff and drinking my champagne. The way I was criticizing these people, I was like, look at these crazy ass people running at midnight. I would never do that. Well, I'm eating my words. And I was invited to do it by a friend, and I thought, wow, this is such an opportunity to get out of my comfort zone. This is yet another investment for my subconscious mind to expand my field of attraction, and wow, is this exciting. And it's manifested.
You know what's funny?
Go ahead, honey.
Yes. You must have put a lot of energy into when you were staring at
when
it.
When I was hating on the people last year.
When you were hating it?
Yes, I was
you
hating on them.
You must have put so much energy into it
it boomeranged back. So those of you in Australia, that boomerang hit me in the ass that I'm actually doing this. And when my girlfriend, who's an athlete, and she's like, come do the run, I wrote her back. I said, are you high? I'm not doing that. Run you crazy. And then she emailed me again, and her email, the second email, was so poignant and so sweet. I was touched. And then my collective, as they do, they're on my shoulder. They're like, oh, no. You got to do this. You're making an investment in your life. You're doing something so completely uncomfortable, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but so out of my comfort zone, so unfamiliar.
Out of your comfort zone.
Completely, and that's where life begins. And I'm embracing the challenge. I don't believe in competition. I am not running this race. I am going to do a sexy little trot. I'm going to do my little. I'm going to just move, and I want to do it in under an hour. That's my goal. I mean, my friend will probably do it in 20 minutes because she's crazy. And I'm like, go ahead, athlete girl, go ahead. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in about 20 minutes. And what's
she'll
so
do it twice.
She'll do it twice to my one. Yes, That bitch will do it twice to my one, but that's okay. And my goal is to be done by 1 o'clock this morning, and then that's when I'll have a couple of drinks or something because I can't drink or really eat heavily until I do it. But I'm so excited. Now, what's really funny is my friend is an atheist, doesn't have a spiritual bone in her. But it's so interesting. Doesn't have a spiritual bone in her. Her body. She is a pretty well-known psychotherapist, very successful. And what's really funny is that we still can connect because the truth is the truth, regardless of what name or what label you call it. She will never know that I channel. I'll tell you that right now. I have a few people or a bunch of people. She will never know. She will never know. She will never know. And I'll be dead.
Well, if she catches you on Oprah, she might find out.
Yeah, but you know, she doesn't even gravitate toward that stuff. I mean, if she finds out, she'll find out by accident. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Put it this way,
yeah.
She's someone that I will never consciously disclose that because I can't feel unsafe to explain that part of myself. I don't want to feel judged. I don't want someone to say, like what happened with you in the studio. I don't want someone to say, oh, there's no such thing as channeling. You had that. You told me that you said that story in the air that you had your tenant at the studio who said, oh, law of attraction, there's no such thing. Oh, that doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. His son, the guy's son who works for him, he just came by. And it was interesting because his dad was at the meetup that night. And,
how interesting.
It was I didn't even tell you that. Yeah.
No.
And I told us. Yeah, and Charlie's been on the radio. He was on Source Energy with me, and I'm going to get him on UER at some point. Charlie's awesome. His dad's awesome. And Charlie's story is very unique in that they were extremely religious and extremely embedded in the church and stuff. And he and his wife both are like, there's got to be a better way. And I'd love for him to get on. He's so laid back. But his son,
yeah, you speak
of
him often. He sounds lovely.
I love Charlie. Yeah, he's great. But Josh is a great guy, too. He's so funny, though. And sometimes he has a very dry sort of sense of humor and a dry sort of wit. So you're not sure when he's joking or not sometimes.
Right.
But when he did say that, I looked at him and said, you're absolutely right. And that night at the meetup, I told Charlie, I said, yeah, Charlie, Josh swung into my office and he mentioned that law of attraction doesn't work. And I told him he was absolutely correct. And Charlie just started laughing and looked at me and said, that's exactly what I say to him, too.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. So that's right.
You know, whether you believe it or you don't, you're absolutely right. And you can work it. Or someone posted in the chat room day before yesterday.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. It was yesterday.
Angel
Rock.
That's true. Yeah. But you have a choice to work it or it will work you. It will create, you know, and sometimes if I wanted to be a smart butt, I can say, well, how's that working out for you in every aspect of your life?
That's right. That's right. But that just shows the degree of what powerful co-creators you are. The universe is responding to his lack of belief. That's how powerful we are.
And I can't force him
to
believe
anything.
No,
you can't force anyone to believe anything. Of course not.
Right. I can just be, I can be who I am, and I can do, we can do the things we do, and we can enjoy our life, and our health, wealth, and our relationships, everything coming through. And when somebody who continually says that and is looking at you and your life is going along in this way that is amazing and wonderful and all this stuff, and they're looking at you like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's okay. It has, you know, you can't you, as much as you want everybody to get this, it's okay. And one of the things that I tell folks are, you know, people may give you this information or want you to listen to some information. You know, just listen to the information, and whether you think this thing works or not, isn't the idea of being happy just a wonderful idea?
Yeah, isn't that just enough to go on?
Isn't that enough to go on?
Yeah, exactly. Like that works for me,
you know,
man. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I know this guy. He doesn't sleep. He's an insomniac.
Oh, my God, poor thing.
He's constantly, yeah, I mean, and because, I mean, Charlie's actually come to me and he said, you know, he gets up like, you know, he tells him constantly he only sleeps like maybe max two and a half hours, and usually he's up and down during the night. His mind is just going. And I was just trying to turn him on to some different, you know, some brainwave activity kind of stuff and some different ideas. And you know what? And it's like you can keep handing somebody something,
exactly.
but if they just look at it and go, it's not going to work, nothing works.
It won't work.
And he's right.
It won't work.
And I told Charlie, I said, the only thing that we can do is back away and just be an example.
Let them be. What are you going to do?
That's all you can do.
Love them unconditionally and let them be. What else can you do? What else
exactly.
What else can you do? Like to even take the time to get into a heated debate about things, and you see it on so many areas, whether people are talking about religion or politics. And what's so great is like I can't get into that. There's something about those kind of heated conversations or even very academic conversations where you're debating, you're arguing the point. To me, there's something so draining about that kind of energy. And I know, and I'm sure you would agree, that the more that you are connected to source and to law of attraction and all of that, the more sensitive you are to everything. There's just a heightened sensitivity because then as you're appreciating the beauty in every aspect of life, you will also be sensitive to everything, good, but bad, and otherwise, because the universe isn't going to organize it for you. That's our job, but it's there. And we make the choices as to the degree of the exposure. So people want to be all judgmental about politics or whatever, or social obligation. I shut them up because it's like, look at my son who I adopted, sucker. So they can't touch me. By example of how I live my life, that's how I live my religion. That's how I live my politics. And it has nothing to do with religion or politics. It just has to do with life and having beautiful experiences. So to get all in the cerebral of it. Go ahead.
We can argue different points externally. When we look at something externally, we can talk about it. We can mill it about.
Right.
But truly, to make the – here's the deal. To make the big changes in the world, go within yourself and make the best you that you can possibly be.
Yep.
And that will – it will have a ripple effect because the more positive – people are in the world, the more positive the world's going to become.
Absolutely.
And if every person, and it doesn't, you don't have to be this devout, religious, you know, you got to do this thing every day. I mean, if you want religion, that's great. Take the parts you want and then let go of the rest. But don't expect everybody else to be just like you. I'm just saying, be who you truly are, love from your heart. And when you really get this, you understand that that's unconditionally, that's allowing people to be who they are, and all that other stuff, if you bad, good, whatever you want, the contrast, you know, you'll get some contrast because that just makes it better when you go through it, you get the clarity. But the contrast isn't as contrasty once you start living your life this way. The contrast starts smoothing out.
It becomes
and
your friend.
The contrast is just more, it's more for course correction because when you're going in your life, when you're like soaring through life, you course correct, and that's what contrast is.
Oh, I like that, Anna.
Yeah,
that's
you're
good.
Just
I like that. Oh, and I'm getting a little bit of an echo. There's a little bit of an echo going on. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's like echo
you,
on a delay. Okay, I think it stopped. But listen, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if there was anything going on in the chat room or any calls or anything, any business for us to address. Otherwise, well, you know, I'm still getting a little bit of an echo there, sweetie. I'm sorry. So I know when I channel, it's going to come up.
Well, if it's me, I can unplug my microphone.
No, it's not you. It's me.
Is it? You sound clear on this end.
Okay. Okay, whatever you did, I think.
Oh no, Raven Spirit is our person in the chat room, and she's saying there's no balance when it comes to religion and politics, and you're absolutely right. You know,
she's
I hate
so
to say
right.
That,
oh, absolutely.
Because it's a circle. Everybody's got a different perspective. But she said, the more my husband talks badly about the government, the more I tend to step back so I don't pick up all the negativity. And that's
absolutely.
All you can do.
That's
but
all you can do.
Allow him to do his thing, though. I mean,
right.
And be okay with him doing his thing. And,
right.
You know, some people don't get that. They're like, "What? How can you do that?" And it's like, because, you know, if in some funny little way, they're happy about their talking badly. She says she feels like little orphan Annie.
Oh.
We love you, though. We love
we
you.
Love
just hang out
you,
with us. We love
Raven
you.
Spirit. We love you.
I understand that. But the more, like if she were pushing up against that and saying things to him like, you really shouldn't do that or whatever, that's like resistance. And the more he's going to probably want to do that.
Exactly.
But the more she just does her thing and she goes happily on, does her thing while he's doing that, it's like, you know, you can rant. You can rant all you want. I just don't feel good when you do that. So I think I'm just going to go over here and, you know, play some
music
else. Or do
that's
something.
Right.
And yeah, well, don't be a sponge. She says I'm a sponge for the negative energy. No, you don't have to be a sponge.
No, you
let
don't.
It, either let it
no.
go through.
You throw that sponge away,
do
girl.
Use a bubble of peace. Just either put yourself in a bubble or put him in a bubble or whoever's in a bubble and just kind of see them. I always take people like that. I see them in a humorous light. Like when Josh said that the other day, and I would tell you probably about it before I started doing UER and before I met Trey, I would have been taken totally aback by that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, what do you mean it doesn't work? Let me just show you some
examples.
Yeah,
no, you don't need to waste
no,
your energy.
Now
no.
No, don't even waste your energy because
no.
The only thing you can do is just be who you are. And
that's right.
I have examples of people who are – I have one woman, and Nancy, if she does, shout out to Nancy Nowak, love her. And she talked, you know, and the same thing, like she says, you know, sometimes I don't, you know, I feel like I wish my husband were more into this, but he gets it. He listens to, you know, we talked about Lynn Grabhorn's Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, and how he listened to that when they were traveling one time, and she loved the fact that he didn't say turn that off or whatever. He was actually
open
to it. No,
he listened. That says something.
Yeah, he listens. So little by little, little things, and
yep.
All you can do is be the example. And yeah, don't be the sponge for the negative. Just
no.
Decide I'm not gonna take the negative. I'm just gonna let it bounce off of me.
That's
and
right.
That's a process. She said he's funny because he's so far ahead of me when it comes to being intuitive. He can see things and shrugs it off, saying it's no big deal. I see it all the time. Isn't that funny? He
that's
has
so ironic, but it's a choice. It's what he wants to do. Let me ask you this because, Anna, I'm still getting, it's like a delayed echo on my end. So I don't know if your speakers are on or something. I mean, I guess I can live with it, but.
Let's do a test. Hold on. Talk now.
Hello. Happy New Year. It sounds good now. So it should be okay.
Now, is it back?
Everything sounds okay so far. Yeah, I think
okay.
You fixed it.
Well, I might have been anyway. Well, I mean, when you're ready, I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what
mic,
I want to
so
do is I just want to acknowledge you, firstly, for creating this community, Universal Energy Radio. I will always be grateful to you and in deep, deep, deep appreciation always, but grateful specifically for this creation that you manifested and that I am so fortunate to have manifested. I also want to acknowledge Elisa, who by doing the shows three times a week, this wonderful friendship, like the friendship I have with you, has beautifully evolved into something special. And now when I think of Atlanta, I think that I have good friends there. And that's amazing and very, very special. And I wish her a speedy recovery and a happy, happy new year. And to our Source Energy Radio family, we love you so much, Lise and Kelly and Graciela. And for our wonderful community, UER, and I'm not going to get all of them, but for Raven Spirit and for Susie of you guys. You know who you are. We've appreciated the community, the calls, the emails. Monica, there's some of them are coming to name now, giving readings, all of that. It gives us the opportunity to serve and to be a co-creator in our individual and collective expansion. So I am with a very full, deeply appreciative heart. And I would just say this is a little different than the channels that I do on the regular Friday shows. So if you guys could just get into a very comfortable position, you could, whatever that work means to you. And I'm going to connect to the collective, and this is their New Year's Eve message to you guys to celebrate the energies of 2011. So I'll be with you guys in just a couple seconds. Thank you so much. As there is a struggle and a lamentation and a toiling and excessive amounts of brilliantly academic planning, and as your hands are clutching onto that map, which you are unable to read, for it's upside down, and it's written in a language which you do not understand. When you allow the turbulent, stormy winds to knock that map out of your hand, and that you allow the energies that are stirred up by that wind, which just knocked out with such a force that map out of your hands, and the debris that rises up in this increasing wind that's taking all of your energy, to not allow yourself to be knocked down by it. And as the debris rises up to the surface, and you see the layers underneath your feet that have been turbulently and in the storm of wind swirling all around you, to the point that you must shield your face and your eyes to protect yourself. And as you see what appears on the surface to be abrasive bits of energy that could cut you, that could hurt you, you see that this turbulence, this tornado, this hurricane of sorts is swirling around you, and you are protected, for you have the ability to protect yourself at all times. And we ask that you imagine yourself to be in this swirling tornado, these accelerated winds swirling around you, and that you allow yourself to feel safe, although you have the knowledge and awareness that if you were to step outside of this tornado, that you would be blindsided, that you would be knocked over. So you know that you must stand still. And in standing still, you are very much protected. And imagine a barrier of light rising from the ground beneath you that is separating you from the core of these shards of debris. And there is a blanket of light that is now protecting you. And imagine that you acknowledge this light that is surrounding you, that you feel the storm, and at the same time, you feel the peace that resides in the heart and the soul of the storm. And you know that at this point, in acknowledging this protection of light, and that you are now separated by this barrier from the shards that would otherwise hurt you, you know with great confidence that you can allow your hands to go by your sides, and that although vulnerable, you are protected within this field of light. And now you can be an observer to the debris, to all of these shards representing this tornado, that without the light of protection would very much hurt you. Look at this as contrast. And that through the filter of light, these shards have now taken on a completely different form and luminosity. Where through the filter of the light, it's as if you're looking at contrast through a prism. And this prism, as all prisms, reflects every color of the rainbow, and that it creates diamond-like facets to all the images that are taken in by your perception. So now through this filter of light, through this prism that is your awakening divine self, see the shards of contrast as beautiful diamonds, diamonds of light that are reflecting all the beautiful colors. And you are now bathed, for the contrast has experienced an energy conversion, and the dense is shifting now to the light. Enjoy this beautiful shower of your creation, that every experience from this life and other lives that you have gone through is converting. And at the same time, the conversion of the contrast from the dense to the light is being cycled back into you, so that you rise up with acknowledging this linear time change, this global acknowledgement collectively within the collective conscious that a new dawning is approaching. And we say, take advantage of your brothers and your sisters on your planet acknowledging the same thing. And although in the linear time constraint, it is celebrated and acknowledged on a staggered basis, it matters not to where we are from where we stand, but from where you stand, you can take great advantage of the rippling effect. For within a 36-hour time to a 48-hour time, it would have been acknowledged and felt every living creature on your planet. Embrace that and utilize that as a way to fill your reservoirs. And although many may feel that they no longer want what was experienced from the past, it matters not. For in this conversion, there is no such thing as lack. There's no such thing as judgment. There's no such thing as evaluation. There's no such thing as criticism. There is just the light. And some of you may feel lightheaded right now, and we say that is good. And we ask, in whatever way is comfortable, should you choose to slowly, from wherever you are, whether you are inclined, reclined, or sitting, to slowly, gently rock. And it will be in the rhythm that's appropriate for you. For in this rocking motion of rocking from the base of your spine, slowly rocking back and forth, this is a primal rhythm. This is a primal energy that we want resonated, particularly with your root chakra, but with all of them. But it starts there, the root, as your pivoting point back and forth rocking. And this is calibrating to the resonance rhythm of the planet that resides in the core crystal of the earth. And this is where you are connecting and resonating now, so that you can join in and participate and accept. For you are now in this primal action, allowing yourself to fully receive. Receive the good now. Receive the energies now. Let go of what was stuck. Let go of the illusions, of the misperceptions, of the paradigms. Who cares? Let it go. And in this primal rocking motion, connect to the core of the earth and the great gifts that this crystalline energy has for you. For the greatest investment that you can make in yourself is in doing this for you right now, if you are witness to it. For those who are witness to it, as it is activating live, will always reactivate this at any time. For this is free of the human linear time constraint and can be activated and reactivated any time. This is not a standalone opportunity. This is not for a chosen few. This is for all who are receptive to receive it. Allow yourself to receive it now. And with this rocking motion, we ask that, along with that, that you deeply breathe in a way that is in harmony with this. It may be different for everyone. However that works for you, connect the breath to the rocking motion. And now, as you are connecting with the breath and the rocking motion, we ask that the rocking motion now turns to a counterclockwise motion, that you are spinning counterclockwise. It is a motion from the rocking that it now turns into a counterclockwise rotation. This will expand your field of light. Do this in a way that works for you. A counterclockwise motion that has evolved from the rocking that is still connected to your breath. Do this for as long as it's comfortable. Take in these beautiful energies. And in acknowledging the lightness and the beauty we ask that you consciously acknowledge the beauty and lightness that is you. Allow the emotions that are ready to be released. And whenever you are comfortable, we ask that you are now still, that you are now physically still, and that you continue to quietly breathe deeply, and that you now embrace those shards of contrast that have now refined themselves into beautiful diamonds and prisms of light. You embrace all of that contrast that you have experienced. And you love it. You embrace it. You thank it. And we'd like for you to imagine that you are gathering up these beautiful prisms of diamonds of light. You gather up as much as your arms can take. And you hold them as much as you can. And that you surrender and release them to the universe. And they're so beautiful. And you wave goodbye to them. For you do not need them right now. And you thank them as you bid them farewell. For now you know you are faring quite well. And having everything you need right now for a beautiful physical experience. For you are nothing more than source manifested in the physical experience. And it is beautiful and it is grand. And we ask that in saying farewell to the contrast, that you create a new perception and definition for all the contrast that's coming in. And you welcome it. You befriend it. You thank it. For now, the frequency of the contrast coming in will be unlike any you've ever experienced. The contrast will be more comfortable in its discomfort. The contrast will move through quicker in all its strangeness and toxicity and experience. But you will experience it differently, for it is your friend, it is your teacher, it is your guide. And when you have these inconveniences and these arguments and these moments of discomfort, it is compressed, it is different now. You can take it. It will never knock you down in any way that it has in the past. It has taken on a completely different form, for it reflects you. And you are taking on a completely different form, and we are so excited. And the last section of this meditation that we are doing with you now is to take your field of attraction, which is in your etheric body, no more than 12 to 18 inches around you. And you see that field as the most beautiful, luminous, gem-filled reflector of light. It is filled with whatever works in your imagination, as if whatever would be in your treasure chest, that is your field of attraction. And you imagine that you open up your treasure chest and it is filled with beautiful gold glitter and treasures and mists of different colors, whatever it is that resonates with you. You fill in the blanks. We're just giving you a starting off point. And whatever dreams and ideas of what you like to manifest, you take it out of your treasure chest and you release it one by one into your field of attraction. If it is career, finances, health, wealth, success, love, happiness, family, relationships, experiences, travel, whatever those things are to you, take them from the treasure chest and fling them, release them into your field of attraction. Name it any name that you like. And you dance in the field of attraction and you look at all the delightful treasures that are of your own creation and you say, yes. We'd like you to slowly nod your head yes in acknowledgement to the glory of what is your human experience in this life now. It is thrilling. It is possible. And we'd like you to quietly say to yourself, as you're nodding your head yes, to say, yes, my life is beautifully possible. All my dreams are magnificently possible and in motion. We'd like you to gently embrace yourself with your physical arms and to slowly sway side by side and to feel a taste of the love that we feel for you. We are sending you an angelic kiss and an etheric hug. Happy New Year. We love you so much. And until we speak again, we thank you. We bless you. And we deeply love you. Thank you so much. Whew. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Wow.
Take a breath.
So I guess you better sign us off, girl, because I'm like on the ceiling somewhere.
We'll get connected. Just to let you guys know, we are now premium folks. So we can schedule our shows a little longer so we don't get cut off after the hour. So
Go ahead, girl.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We're premium. I didn't know. That's nice, Mama.
Yeah. And we got cut off on this one because we only had logged an hour, but from now on we can log up to 2 hours at a time. So
awesome. For those that are on,
I think it's just obviously, we're not live right now, but anybody picking up this iPod will now know we now can go 2 hours.
Well, it's nice to have wonderful options, and I can't wait to listen to the chat. Oh, I'm echoing, girl.
You are?
Yeah, so I'll let you sign us off. Go ahead.
All right. So, yes, Elisa will be back on the air next week. Thanks for that. I know she's listening in and save her voice. And actually, she's probably going to go to Charleston with me. So we'll probably be goofing around in Charleston and be on the radio and stuff, and that'll be fun. But we'll be there Tuesday night, I think. But anywho, we'll talk about that next week because that's going to be something interesting and different. This has been Anna and Elizabeth for the Afternoon Morning Blend. New Year's Eve. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, 2010 New Year's Eve
show.
New Year's Eve meditation.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone who already has had a New Year, and Happy New Year to all of us who are getting ready to, I guess, get our apple juice on or whatever.
I'm gonna get my run on.
Get your jog on. There you go. Anyway, yeah, now, are they broadcasting that on TV? Can we see you running?
Well,
I
remember last year, because I was criticizing these people, last year I saw it on Anderson Cooper's Kathy Griffin, and I know they cut to it at midnight when the race started, and they came back to it a couple of times. So you might be able to catch it if you watch him and Kathy Griffin, so on CNN.
We'll check that out. We'll see if we can find
you.
But anyway,
I'll send goofy pictures on Facebook.
You have a glorious New Year.
You too. I love you so much.
My
love to you and the family.
Yep. You've been listening to Universal Energy Radio. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. And we'll see you in 2011. Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.